News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now the time is 12 minutes past 7. The Dubai chocolate craze is sparking a pistachio shortage, while the West's obsession with matcha has put a Japanese town under strain. And Sive O'Neill, climate policy researcher, joins us now. Sive, these food trends and I suppose the pressure that they're putting on our ecosystem, they are an issue, aren't they? And for anyone who doesn't know, because there are probably some people who don't know, the Dubai chocolate craze is this bar of chocolate that has pistachio cream in it that are selling for incredibly large amounts of money, considering they're just a bar of chocolate.
Yeah, well, it's not new, really. I mean, chocolate production, cocoa production has already been causing a big impact on the environment. Deforestation in West Africa is closely tied to cocoa production. I don't think most people realise that most cocoa is produced in West Africa, like the vast majority, three quarters of it. And 38% of the total cocoa production annually is coming from one country, Côte d'Ivoire. And I bet many people tucking into their Dubai chocolates would not be able to put their finger on where Côte d'Ivoire is on the map. So the reality is that the crop itself is extremely vulnerable to climate change because it can only grow in these very specific temperate areas in West Africa and also in the Caribbean and Latin America. So all of our chocolate production is coming from these very particular places that are also key areas for rainforest. And because the prices that farmers are getting is so low because of such a global demand for chocolate, this has been putting a strain on the forests for a long time.
So the cocoa production is vying with the rainforest, basically. People are cultivating that land now.
That's
for,
right.
Okay,
it's
for agriculture.
It's a cash crop. It's a commodity that's, you know, prices are fluctuating. Now, prices are going to go up because climate change is having an effect on crop yields. And that's true of pistachio as well. Pistachio, from a nut point of view, is more sustainable than almond. So if you're into eating nuts for snacks, pistachio and walnut are better alternatives to almonds. But because of this crazy TikTok thing, the influencers drove up demand for pistachios, and there are acute shortages of pistachio now as a result, which is quite extraordinary. And same with other things. So, you know, the reality is that no matter what you see on your phone or the internet or any of these fancy ads, we are entirely dependent on nature to produce these things for us.
And,
you know,
and matcha, which is a form of kind of powdered green tea, is that I have to confess I've never had matcha.
Me neither.
So but I've heard about it. It's doing something similar because it's another craze, isn't it?
Yes, well, all of these crops for which, you know, particular companies are driving up demand by marketing products, whether it's the big tea and coffee shops and so on, pushing matcha, you know, that is going to drive up the demand for a crop that is not necessarily being produced sustainably to begin with and might be vulnerable to weather changes.
Is there a solution to the, I mean, like, TikTok is going nowhere from what we can see, and these kind of global trends do exist. So is it just about education? Should people be educating themselves about sustainability, about where their food comes from? Or indeed, I'm sure there are some companies that are more sustainable and eco-friendly than others and all that sort of thing. Is that what the ordinary Joe can do in these instances?
Absolutely, Ciara, I completely agree. So there's been a huge push for a long time to promote sustainable cocoa production. The idea is don't boycott anything, but buy fairly traded cocoa. And you can see the fair trade mark on some products, and some big chocolate manufacturers, some of their products are fairly traded cocoa, not all of them. And once you can identify the fair trade mark, it's easy to spot on any of the products. And those fairly traded cocoa products mean that farmers are getting at a better price, and therefore they're not pushing into new virgin rainforest to expand production. So that is a really easy thing for people to do. And the chocolate tastes just as good.
Yeah. And people do talk about that. People often talk about, I think it's called Tony Maloney or something.
That's right.
You know, there are sustainable brands that are known for their sustainability that are differing. And I'm not putting a slur on other brands at all, but there are brands that make, I suppose, a selling point, is that fair to say, about
Absolutely.
What they do?
I think we take chocolate so much for granted. And in this country in particular, our consumption of it is just off the charts. And that's another issue, a health issue. But at the same time, we have no appreciation of where this delicious substance is actually grown and where it's coming from. And I think we do need to educate ourselves a bit better. And I think we should be asking the companies to do an awful lot more. There's no reason why they can't ramp up their fairly traded products.
Maybe all of us should think a little as I sit here, as I sip my own cup of coffee. I feel slightly shamefaced in front of you, Sive. But anyway, thank you for coming in and joining us on all of that this morning. That is Sive O'Neill, their climate policy research. What do you make of it, Shane?
I couldn't agree with Sive more, I have to say. Ridiculous. Fads. Nonsense.
Yeah. You wouldn't be paying 15 quid for a bar of Dubai chocolate?
No.
No, me neither.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.